All right, we've got 10 to get through, so we're going to go through them kind of quickly here. Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, with me. If your computer is running slow, one of these may well be the reason. Agent Derek Meister with me on the hotline. Morning, Agent.
How you doing, Bill?
Good, pal. Let's go through them here. If your computer is running slow, one reason, too many programs running at the same time?
Yeah, a lot of people see when they first start their computer up, they have a ton of programs actually starting up, like instant messaging programs. A lot of times what you can do is you don't necessarily have to uninstall those programs, but if you go into the preference settings, a lot of them will have an option that says something along the lines of start at Windows startup. And if you uncheck that, that way you can start that program only when you need it to run.
All right. Not enough free RAM to use?
Yep. There's two types of – when people talk about memory for their system, they actually usually are talking about two different types, RAM and hard drive space. Hard drives are kind of your filing cabinet, and that's where everything gets stored when you're not using it. Your system RAM or memory, on the other hand, is what the computer actually uses while it's running. So more system RAM will actually help speed your system up. Conversely, if you have an older system that maybe doesn't have enough RAM, you may want to look into actually upgrading that RAM. For a lot of people, that's actually one of the first upgrades that we'll recommend, because it's really one of the cheapest upgrades that will actually really impact your performance.
All right. So also, when it comes to a slow computer, maybe you do have a virus or malware infection, right?
Yep, you definitely want to check with both your own antivirus programs, or if you go to, for example, geeksquad.com, scroll down to where it says do it yourself. You can actually download some antivirus tools to check your system out, or you can always bring that system into any local Best Buy, and we can actually run our free system analysis on it as well.
Again, Agent Meister going through 10 things when it comes to the computer running slow. Low hard drive space?
Your system, like we said, does use your hard drive as another type of memory. So if your hard drive is full, that can actually impact your system performance. Now, with newer systems, usually a lot of, the amount of hard drive that actually comes with them is usually more than what normal people use. So that's not as much of a common issue, but it may be something to look at if you have an older computer.
Also on your list here, just do for a restart. That's pretty simple.
Yeah, for a lot of people, you'll find that your system will run slower over time just because certain programs won't close out, and you're basically just running more and more stuff. If you just go ahead and completely shut your system down and restart it, that actually resolves a lot of issues. But one thing what is really important in that is that, and a lot of computers are actually set so that when you hit that power button, they go into a sleep mode. If when you hit your system and it comes right back up immediately, it doesn't go through like a whole boot process, you may want to actually make sure that your system is going through a full reboot and not just going to sleep, because that doesn't really count as a full restart.
And Derek, let's start with the restart. Me around here, whenever you have a problem, you call IT, the first thing they say is, well, did you restart? I mean, it's one of those basic things that we probably should do more than we do.
Yeah, what actually restarting, you're just essentially making your computer go with it to a completely fresh start. So what can happen just across the day, programs can just kind of keep running in the background. They start eating up more memory. Some of them don't close down. They leave stuff behind. By going through and doing a full system restart, completely powering down and powering back on, it's basically just like in the morning when you wake up nice and refreshed.
All right. A few more tips. Again, the list of 10, we'll also post these at WTAM.com. Keyword Bill. Another reason your computer might be running slow, you are sharing a wireless network. Explain that one to me.
Well, what can actually happen when you have a wireless network in your house, which more and more people do, more people are actually connecting multiple devices. So nowadays you have not just your computer anymore. You may have your computer, your kid's computer, their Xbox 360 connecting wirelessly, wireless Blu-ray players, smartphones, that sort of thing. So the first thing you want to make sure is that your wireless router it can actually handle all of that. So depending on the age of the router, it may be time to actually upgrade to one of the newer ones. Or the other thing to even check out, even if you don't have a wireless network, is how fast is your internet connection. You can always check by going to websites like speedtest.net or even the geekswad.com site, going down to the do-it-yourself tools. You can actually check to see how fast your internet connection is. Sometimes when you bring up that web browser and things are running slow, it may not necessarily be your computer that's slow, but that actual incoming internet connection.
All right, good tip. Another one on your list here, your computer simply has too many bells and whistles.
It's just like everything else. Sometimes your computers can have just some of the settings set up too high resolution, various other settings. Fortunately, most of the newer computers usually come with more than enough system RAM, processor, and basically power to actually be able to do all the latest and greatest in terms of the program.
All right. Also on your list is scanning programs. You're not saying that these are bad ideas. It's just maybe when you're doing the scan for the antivirus or the spyware?
Yeah, fortunately, a lot of the newer antivirus programs are actually smart enough so that they can tell when you're actually heavily using your computer, and they'll actually stop scanning, and then they'll wait until you're not really using it. They detect that it's kind of sitting idle, and then they'll actually go and check things automatically. One of the other things that just to keep in mind, some people try to be too safe, and they'll try to run multiple antivirus programs. You actually don't want to do that. You only want to have one antivirus program running at a time.
Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, with me. We're going through a few things that may be causing your computer to run a bit slow. Another one on your list, your computer is not meeting software requirements.
Usually when you pick up a new piece of software, like a word processor program, or in particular games and multimedia programs, you'll notice that they'll have system requirements, so what type of video card you have to have, what kind of processor, that sort of thing. One thing to keep in mind is that most of the times those, unless they say otherwise, are minimums, not versus what you really should have to get the most performance out of it. A lot of times you can actually check the manufacturer's website for that particular piece of software, and usually they'll list both the minimums and as well as what they would recommend for good performance.
All right, and finally on your list of 10, fragmented hard drive.
Yep, again, this is one of those things where the newer systems like Windows Vista and Windows 7 actually do a lot of this automatically for you. But if you do have an older Windows XP system, you may want to right-click on that hard drive every once in a while and then just run those cleanup tools like the defragger to actually just check to see whether or not the system itself is a little bit cluttered and needs to kind of reorganize itself.
Good tips. Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad. We also link up at WTAM.com, keyword Bill, that Geek Squad site's got a lot of free tools on there that can really help you then, huh?
Yep. If you actually just scroll down to the very bottom there, you'll see a do-it-yourself link that actually has everything from that bandwidth tester, free antivirus scanner that you can actually download and just kind of double-check your system. And, of course, if you ever do need to, we do have that free system analysis check if you bring that system into any Best Buy, or you can actually connect to us directly at support.geeksquad.com.
Agent Derek Meister, thank you for the tips.
You have a great day.